Hard to believe, but it was 2 weeks ago at this time. Very few of us were familiar with the term derecho, and then we suddenly went face to face with what that storm can do. Now that the utility repairs have been made, most of us have power again. Pepco moving to raise its rates.
And we bring in WTOP's Kate Ryan into the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center. Kate, Pepco looking for rate increases in two jurisdictions, the District and Maryland. What is the company looking for? How much money is involved?
Okay, in D.C., Pepco is looking for a $42 million rate increase. In Maryland, it's upwards of $65 million. And I phrase it that way because the quotes have gone from $66 million to $62 million to in that neighborhood, but more than $60 million.
Just last week, Pepco asked for a delay in the decision on a rate increase request in Maryland. Where does that process stand right now?
Well, right now, the Public Service Commission, I want to backtrack for a second. Pepco asked for that rate increase, that's $60 million plus, back in December, at the same time they were slapped with a $1 million fine from the Public Service Commission. Public Service Commissions are these bodies, both in Montgomery County and in the district, that regulate the utility industry. In Maryland, they regulate the taxi cabs. And they are very much a mystery to most people because they keep the media at an arm's length. And this is why. They say we're a quasi-judicial body. We should not be putting our opinions out there. We deal in evidentiary-type hearings and we'll, you know, give our decision then. Right now, anytime between July 13th and the 20th, we may get the decision on that rate case in the Maryland case. And that will likely simply appear on the PSC's website, at which time reporters like me will scramble to get you more details.
Mm-hmm. And when that bill arrives, either shows up on your laptop or arrives in the mail, how much more would you pay in Maryland?
In Maryland, it would be about $5.50 a month. I'm not sure what the district, how that works out for them with a $42 million rate increase, but it would be a couple of bucks a month in each case. And Pepco says this is necessary to continue the work they've done. And I know people are going to find this hard to believe, but to improve your service. Now, to be fair, Pepco in the last year and a half has stepped up certainly the tree trimming operations. What they've done to harden the lines to the infrastructure isn't exactly clear to us at this point in time. But they say, look, we're in a five-year plan. We're working as hard as we can. These storms are an act of God. And certainly the derecho is like nothing we've seen before outside of Hurricanes Isabel, et cetera. But that's where that stands right now. So as soon as we find out when that rate increase decision drops, we'll let you know. I will say, if it's any indication, Maryland's Office of the People's Counsel has said, you know what? We could live with about $13, $14 million given to them to continue their improvements. Anything above that, don't do it. But again, the PSC is not going to give us a heads up on which way they're leaning. Again, very much like a judge in deliberations and judge and jury deliberating behind closed doors right now.
But they don't operate in a vacuum. And there was that derecho and a lot of people upset with Pepco again. What are the chances that they don't hear what the people are saying, which is, you got to be kidding me?
And you mean the PSC, the Public Service Commission? I will say, now, Douglas Nazarian has shown an increased sensitivity to media. Was it last week? He held a news conference in Baltimore, kind of explaining where they are. And I do know that he's asked increasingly hard questions in the last hearings. And you, the public, will get your say on not on the rate increase, because that decision, I'll almost guarantee you the decision is made. It's in line to be queued up, to be put out on the internet because they had all this time to do that. But for the derecho response, beginning in August, there will be 6 to 8 public meetings, which you, the public, get to tell the Public Service Commission directly what you think. Those dates have not yet been set. It's by September 14th, 13th and 14th, Pepco and BGE will have to sit before the commission and answer their very hard questions then.
You know, I suppose this is emblematic of how long the three of us have been covering news in and around D.C. But remember when Pepco would offer free dry ice cream for the kids? I don't know that it's going to make life better now with people so angry and so upset that they have to wait days to get the power back. But is it time to turn on the PR machine big time?
You know, that's an interesting question. In some ways, that might be a great idea, although I have to say, again, to be fair to Pepco, the dry ice distribution became very difficult. You'd get people who'd say you ran out, and you know the logistics got very difficult.
Maybe people who didn't even lose power who were showing
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Yeah. But on the other hand, and today, right now, Pepco is before the district in a hearing before a committee, a council committee, and people have been telling them, enough with the PR, just fix it. Like the SNL character, you know, fix it. And that's all they want.
Kate Ryan, thanks a lot.